Hey, you're listening to The Mountain Life. I'm guest co-host Chris Cherniak here with Lynn Ware Peak.
Yes.
Always the host.
Yes.
The mission at East West Health is to transform your life and health by providing the right tests, delivering innovative, natural treatments, and working as an integrated medical team with their patients. Our guest, Dr. John Lawrence from East West, treats both chronic and acute conditions through enhancing hormones, nutrition, gut health, joint mobility, and brain performance without drugs or surgery. We welcome Dr. Lawrence to give us more insight on how he helps the health of his patients. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, let's go right to the point here. Your purpose, it sounds like, is to try to do as much possible for your patients in a natural, holistic way or so. And avoiding synthetic drugs or unnecessary surgery. Is that correct?
Yeah. I think you probably couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So why that route? What did you see prior to establishing East West Health in the industry?
Well, East West Health was established by Reagan Archibald probably 14 or 15 years ago. He's a doctor of Oriental medicine. And he grew up on a farm in Idaho, moving a lot of sprinkler pipe, getting crop dusted, covered in Roundup, glyphosate, which is in the news quite a lot lately.
Yeah.
And so he ended up with a lot of autoimmune diseases, had Hashimoto's, autoimmune disease of the thyroid, had psoriasis, but he's always interested in health. And so he started looking into natural ways to treat himself as he got older. So he ended up, he was at the University of Utah, going into pre-med, and he was always asking why. He didn't quite get the whole Western philosophy, and one of his teachers finally said, you should look into Oriental medicine or Eastern medicine. So he ended up going to a school in Hawaii, got trained in acupuncture, and started East-West Health Clinics as an acupuncturist. He ended up having such a huge waiting list of people to see him. He said, I want to find ways to teach people how to treat themselves. And so that was his path. He'd always studied natural medicine. So he was the founder. Really just a man who's great entrepreneur, but so excited about healthcare and natural way to treat people. He and I became friends and realized we're both living up here in Park City, decided to open East West Health. In my path, I grew up in a relatively healthy lifestyle. I had parents who refused to have any kind of junk food in the house or the house that nobody wanted to come over to. On a good day, you had pretzels and you had sprouts growing in the fridge.
You tried to trade out your lunches at school.
I was sitting by myself with my apple and homemade bread with peanut butter.
Water.
Yeah, if you're lucky, right? So I did follow a traditional medical path, went to medical school here at the University of Utah and did my residency training here, and for years practiced at an urgent care and family practice clinic as the medical director. And it's a great service. I mean, I'm not looking away from Western medicine, but after a while I said, you're just writing prescriptions, a lot of treating people's symptoms. And when Reagan and I saw an opportunity to open a clinic here, I thought this is great. So it was really fun to dive into a different way of treating people. And it's adjunctive, I think, to typical Western medical care, is that we said, here's another way of looking at things. We can work together. We can look at, some other ways to treat it.
So this office of East West Health is about the fourth, I believe. There are a couple in the Salt Lake Valley.
Yeah, we have four clinics, St. George here in Park City, Pleasant Grove, and Salt Lake City.
And are you all run by the same team, or are they separate offices?
Yes and no. We all work together. So it's great with such a mixed group of people. We have, medical doctors, nurse practitioners, chiropractors, herbologists, we have acupuncturists. And so we can all help each other, teaching each other different ways of treating patients. It's such a passionate group of people, together. They are constantly at conferences and studying. So everybody brings that different knowledge to the table. This clinic up here is I just work up here, but we kind of overlap and just help each other out.
So what is the typical patient that shows up at your office? Are they coming with some type of ailment, or they're outright sick or so, and they're looking for some alternative treatment versus going to their normal doctor who might prescribe an antibiotic or some other type of pill?
Boy, great question, because I wish there was a typical patient. It would make it a lot easier to show up and say, this is what the day is going to look like. But we do have, our clinic does a few different things, some of which are wellness programs where our patients will show up looking for optimizing their health. So they'll come in saying, I can't lose weight. I've been putting these medicines in my blood pressure, my diabetes. None of these are getting better. And so we'll look at transforming them to what their goals are, whether it's being able to get back out and walk again, or, you know, lowering their, you know, they're getting off their blood pressure medications, and trying to do that in a natural way. And that's teaching, educating them about their nutrition,
right,
about exercise, about meditation. And then we're going to look at blood tests. We're going to look at gut health. We're going to look at hormones and brain health, and then try to treat those again with a natural, whether it's with natural supplements, Chinese herbs, acupuncture, lifestyle changes. We do get some people coming in with acute issues saying, yeah, I just don't feel well. And it's amazing what acupuncture can sometimes do for enhancing the immune system. A large part of what we do is stem cell work. It's been a really exciting field to look into in the last few years, and that's been able to treat some acute symptoms, but a lot more chronic pain, chronic issues. And that's another area we're looking at, brain health, gut health, treating lung issues, but mostly joint work, acute things as well.
Is the stem cell work that you're doing just orthopedic at this point?
That's probably more than half of what we do. I mean, okay. Certainly living here in Park City, and some of the largest studies have been on osteoarthritis when people have worn out their knees. They've been getting steroid injections, and they're looking often at the next step is a knee replacement. Mm. So this is almost like, wait, there's another step we could try. We can regrow that cartilage. We can repair that meniscus naturally. And even the Mayo Clinic actually just came out saying after a long-term study that, yeah, we see so many huge benefits with the stem cells for the knees. So that's more than half of what we do, but okay, we do treat other issues as well.
You know, I'm wondering, I have seen a couple of your talks or workshops advertised, and one of those is on the thyroid.
Yeah.
You mentioned that a few minutes ago. And I'm curious what, you know, so your thyroid is slowed down or not functioning. They have a tendency to put you on these daily pills that you begin, and then for the rest of your life, I guess you have to take them. But there is a dietary way out of that, I think, diet, and maybe, well, maybe you'll tell me what else is that way out of it.
Yeah, the thyroid's actually, it's probably a great way to look at maybe some of the larger health issues, because there's been an epidemic of thyroid issues, especially women with autoimmune disease. And where did this come from? Why have we seen such a huge jump in thyroid issues and autoimmune issues, allergies in the last few years? I mean, ever since when I was a kid, you didn't have, every other person didn't have allergies and autoimmune diseases. And now so many people are being treated for it. And depending what study you look at, it's the number one prescribed medicine in the country is levothyroxine, a synthetic form of T4, a thyroid hormone. There's different views on where this came from, but this can go back to looking at how the food source changed in the country, starting in the Dust Bowl in World War II. Mm. We've changed what our bodies can accept, or the foods that we're are used to, and this causes inflammation in the gut. And when this happens, I'm going to give a really brief view of it, but then your gut, your filter, that what allows things that should cross and should not cross actually into your body has been altered. When that happens, your immune system almost overreacts to foods that shouldn't be passing through, proteins that shouldn't be passing through, and they'll overreact to this, almost what they see as an attack on the body, and they'll start attacking other issues in your body, including the thyroid. Mm-hmm. And they think that's been one of the big jump up in thyroid disease. So when I was trained in medical school, they were like, this is the greatest disease. When you see somebody with an elevated TSH, they are going to love you because you're going to give them some T4, the synthetic T4, and they're going to feel better within 2 days. And they're going to feel great, and they're going to think you're a wonderful doctor. And now there's been articles in the New York Times on this same thing, epidemic of doctors missing what's really going on, because sometimes it's you're not converting that synthetic T4 into T3, which is the active form of thyroid. So it could be your thyroid's not functioning properly. It could be there's an attack on the thyroid. It could be that something else in your body, your liver's kind of sludged up. So we try to look a little bit deeper into where the actual problem is coming from, and that's where what functional medicine doctors, and I'd say, you know, medicine in general is getting more aware of this and looking into it. So then when we change the foods, we try to eat healthier foods. The big take home is, okay, eat real foods, eat less inflammatory foods, less processed foods,
right,
foods that can trigger that inflammation.
A clean diet.
Clean eating, yeah. And they're teaching this at UCLA Medical School now, that you can reverse autoimmune diseases by changing your diet. So it's really exciting.
One thing I've done since the beginning of the year was drop eating meat. So land-based meat, animal-based meat, not fish per se, but meat. And I'm like month 8 without any meat at all, poultry, beef, etc. I've done some other things.
You look great.
Well, thank you. And I've done some other things.
I didn't see you before, but I'd say.
He looked terrible.
One thing that I have noticed that without meat is that my stomach is happier. My gut is happier. It's not gurgling and growling and processing things that I guess meat required it to do. So I try to tell people that that's a win for me.
You know, huge
a happier
win.
Stuff. Yeah. And now we're learning more and more about the relationship between gut health and mental health. Brain health, right?
Yeah, wonderful book you could read, Brain Maker. It's actually really well written. Dr. Perlmutter, who wrote, Brain Grain. The whole book is talking about this. He's a neurologist whose father came down, I believe, with ALS. And so he really got into the research of the gut and how that affects, you know, that these two work together. And it's amazing the research that's going on between them.
So basically, the takeaway here is that a more vegetable-based, plant-based diet, I think, has benefited me physically. I'd also like to think that maybe there's some mental and intellectual or other, you know, psychic benefits from it, too.
You seem a lot sharper these days, Chris.
Listen to these questions I'm asking. I just want to know what you're feeling about. Do when patients come in, do you try to steer them away from heavy meat-based diets or dairy-based diets? Or you look at diet.
Very much
so. What do they walk out of there with?
Personally, same thing. Stopped eating meat a long time ago.
You did.
As a kid, I used to get kicked off the table because I wouldn't eat my, you know, lamb that was on the table or something. And this was just a personal, whatever issues, didn't like eating it. And so a few of our practitioners are the same way, more like you, you know, eat some fish, don't eat meat, eat mostly vegetables.
Right.
We don't push that exact, we don't have a one diet that we say, this is the way to go. But we will say, look, mostly vegetables, real food, in smaller quantities, healthy quantities, certainly getting away from processed sugars.
Yes.
When you look at meat sources, grain sources, dairy, a lot of them are very processed. They're going to be packed
chemical
with
laden in some
exactly
or antibiotic laden
hormones. So I've got some men who have come in, you know, buffed guys, but they're just not getting stronger. They're working out hard. Like, I drink a gallon of milk a day. What's wrong? And we start looking at some of these numbers and say, well, guess what? You're binding up all your testosterone. All that hormone, all those estrogenic factors that are in the dairy are actually causing you an issue. You know, that milk is good for you. Well, you got to be careful on the sources you're getting, including those meat sources. I mean, there's deeper issues we can look at. Okay, you know, with meat, where you're getting it from, what that does to the environment and, you know, the amount of food and water it takes. But so at our clinic, we're going to promote more, if you do eat meat, eat maybe smaller portions of it. Right. Eat healthy, clean sources of it. You know, I want people to be able to follow. And at the end of the day, our goal is still, look, 80-20.
So you mentioned something quite important a few minutes ago, and that is, let me clarify. So
I really don't.
Because you have various offices, my concern as a local resident here, and I'm looking for to create a relationship with my doctor, with my healthcare practitioner, am I going to get the same people at East West Health every time I go? The office in Park City.
Yeah, our Park City office is the same people. We just work up here. Sometimes we'll help out down there, but we're just based up here. There's myself. Reagan will be up here. Nicole, an acupuncturist. Aaron and Tiffany at our front desk, who are wonderful. And Devin Thomas is a nurse practitioner. He's up here as well. So yeah, this is our team.
And you have a little local claim to fame that I just have to mention. You were the team physician on our local hero, Chris Waddell's assault on Mount Kilimanjaro.
Chris was very nice to take me on. Apparently they needed a doctor, and he said, John said he went to medical school, so we'll take him. Can I give a shout out to Chris, actually?
Sure.
He's turning 50 on Friday, so all of you who know Chris, please help him celebrate.
That's great. Yeah. Happy birthday, Chris. That's wonderful. So I have a quick question. Yeah. It's got to be quick.
Sure.
Statins. Cholesterol. I know that as a traditionally trained doctor, you're not going to tell someone, oh, yeah, just get off your statins. You don't need that stuff. But it's quite controversial. My husband started taking red rice yeast, red rice yeast. And his cholesterol went down. He doesn't take any statins. Hmm.
I'm really careful with that
question
just because I try to respect every patient that comes to us. I work with their doctor. I'm not, you know, they have a primary care doctor. I want them to have a primary care doctor, and I will work with them. And I would never say, hey, I know they put you on that. Just get rid of that. But I'll say, let's talk about it. Look, there's studies that show you don't need your numbers to be as low as they are. If anything, you might, you know, that's brain protective. There's reasons you need that. You need that to produce your hormones. A lot of the studies that came out that promoted those statins were a little controversial in how they used the numbers to make it look like they were more beneficial than they were. And at the same time, we know they're very protective too, that they do protect against brain clots. So, or blood clots, sorry. So I do try to get people. I say there are other natural things like the red rice. We have other natural Chinese herbs that will do the same thing. I've seen drop those the statin numbers in a healthy way. But if we can get people on real foods and get that liver functioning properly, a lot of times you can actually process your cholesterol in a healthy manner.
That's a great example of why you're East-West Health. Just East Health or what. You're kind of combining, synthesizing the benefits of both aspects of Eastern, Asian style medicine and Western medicine.
And constantly trying to learn. There's so many, it's constantly changing for all of us. So staying on top of what's out there and what's best for our patients is important for us.
Where do people go to learn more about East-West Health?
And where are you?
Yeah.
So our office in Park City is in Sun Peak, kind of 1790 Sun Peak. Mm-hmm. We have a website, which I'm going to guess is East West Health.
It's actually, because I've looked it up over the last few days, it's acueastwest.com, I think, or .org.
And I do know the phone number if people ever wanted to call. We do give free seminars often on health, on thyroid, on stem cell work. So we're just we like to be able to educate the public about alternative care and other ways that they can help themselves naturally and optimize their health.
Excellent.
Dr. John Lawrence, he's a co-founder, is that correct, of East-West Health?
Of the Park City office, thank you.
Of the Park City office. Thanks again so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, very much. Thank you.
Thanks. And we'll be right back after this.